Hi, I'm Olivia Georgia. I can't believe I'm the last presenter.
Save the best for last.
I don't think that's, I guess I'm the,
You can have 4 minutes.
I can have 4, oh, great, okay. Well, thank you. This is, it's such an honor to be with this group. What amazing entrepreneurs who are so passionate about the environment. I feel quite sort of somewhat intimidated by all of you, and I just feel like it's great to have this cross-discipline conference. I'm sorry to go on a little bit about that, but I think this is a pretty unique situation, and I just congratulate the
You get an extra minute.
I mean, yeah. I was impressed when we had the lunch before, but now actually seeing the, you know, the businesses and the products and the systems and all that stuff is so impressive. And I hope, you know, millions of people watch it on your program. So anyway, again, I'm Olivia. I'm from Cities Living Laboratory, which was kind of conceptualized in 2009 by Mary Miss. Mary Miss is probably one of the leading environmental artists on the planet. She's a wonderful, brilliant designer, and many of you might know this site. This is South Cove in Battery Park City. It was completed in 1986, it is very indicative of Mary's work and her philosophy and her vision. It was one of the few places at the time that it was constructed where you could actually get out onto the water from Manhattan. And that work has really become very, very influential in waterfront design. You might all know Brooklyn Bridge Park, which really I think borrows extensively in all the best ways from Mary's work. I mean, this is looking across to New Jersey on the Hudson there, and the same park. So the Cities Living Laboratory is trying to take Mary's vision, which is really to establish a framework for artists, designers, scientists, experts of all kinds, and community groups to work together collaboratively to solve our pressing environmental challenges. And the two arms of Cities Living Laboratory are the work that is led by Mary and work that's led by other artists. And this is a project that we're currently developing in Milwaukee. It's called Watermarks. It's an urban scale sort of intervention with sites across the city, kind of designating different locations, neighborhoods, and issues that are really developed in collaboration with the individual community groups and things of that nature. Mary is want to unify these disparate kind of investigations and collaborations with one iconic lighting project, which is to light the Metropolitan Sewer District smokestack blue during dry days and red in anticipation of heavy rains to indicate to the populace that they should conserve water in order to help mitigate combined sewer overflows. So it's a very multi-layered, very long-term project, which really is so important to raising awareness and really engaging people on an individual basis and a community basis, and then ultimately on a policy basis for the city of Milwaukee. The framework that Mary has conceived sort of begins very frequently with just walking around and looking at the environment with the eyes of artists and scientists and local residents. And Mary's work in general is all about place-based experience. That's really what brings people into that greater awareness. And here we have one of our signature walks. This is led by Matt Jensen, who is an artist and an urban explorer. And he is sharing a piece, an Indian relic that he just found walking around in New York City, one of the parks. He's kind of a phenomena. After we do walks and we kind of figure out whether there's some traction, some interest, there's a good community partner, what Cornell does, really basing their partnerships or grounding their projects in the partnerships, we do workshops to really unpack the most important, the most pressing concerns of individual communities. Last year, we did a big project a big workshop in Chinatown, and out of that has come several projects that were really sort of prioritized within this environment, and that was to address screening, air quality, waste management, and degrading low-cost housing for a variety of reasons, for not least of which is the taxation of commercial buildings in New York City. So out of these workshops, we come up with project ideas. We invite projects proposals, and they range from very ephemeral things, which is here a clock that was done by a bunch of Parsons students. And the clock is 1 second, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and 30 seconds of discarded AM newspapers at Union Square. And the original intention was to do 1 hour, but there was no possible way they could actually move 1 hour. So by sort of making visceral our behavior, our environmental impact is really a major goal of our programs. We go from the very temporal to the permanent. This is a climate action or emergency readiness hub that will be built at the Manhattanville Houses in West Harlem. And we just went through the participatory budgeting process through Mark Levine's office, and we're very hopeful that we'll be able to build this next year. It will be a place for people to go to during an emergency, to charge their phone, to get important information, referrals. But between emergencies, it's going to be a hub for community activities around the environment with arts programming.
We're running out of time.
Okay. And then our last project I want to mention is we're launching this weekend, and it's going to be here on a No Car Day on Broadway at Herald Square. And we are going to be, I'll skip right ahead, we're going to be talking about the daylighting of Tibbetts Brook. This is Tibbetts Brook going into the Broadway sewer, which is causes the largest pollution in the Harlem River. And we have an artist, Bob Brain, who's going to be painting the estuary of Tibbetts Brook on people's bodies as a kind of very visceral metaphor for the human circulatory system being equated to wetlands circulatory systems or the earth as a whole. So if you're around Midtown on Saturday, we'll be here from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So come and have your body painted.
Thank you
very much. Okay.